with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House GOP leaders briefed reporters Wednesday as their counterparts in the Senate are set to consider President Trump's big, beautiful bill. Speaker Mike Johnson says President Trump is upset with Elon Musk for speaking out against the bill.
I talk to President Trump, you know, all the time, multiple times a day. Obviously, we've talked about this. He's not delighted that Elon did a 180 on that.
Musk has openly criticized the legislation as pork-filled and a disgusting abomination. Despite the criticism, Senate Majority Leader John Thune has voiced optimism that the upper chamber can help move the mega bill by the White House's proposed July 4th deadline. Europe and the United States say progress has been made, but there were no breakthroughs during a meeting in Paris to negotiate a settlement of a tense tariff spat with worldwide economic ramifications. EU Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič says this week's tariff talks have made progress.
Our goal, of course, is to maintain the momentum, and we agree that after these technical talks would be concluded, it will come again back to our video conferencing and assess the progress and charter the way forward.
Šefčovič met Wednesday with his American counterpart, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer, on the sidelines of a meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. President Trump says he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday and that the Russian leader told him very strongly that he will respond to Ukraine's weekend drone attack on Russian airfields. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is pushing high school sports into the spotlight.
ESPN does not cover the nation's preps as a rule, but when a boy won two gold medals at the California State Track Championships this past weekend in girls' events, amidst protests from parents, the story appeared on ESPN. At the Oregon State Finals, two girls walked off the podium rather than appear with a boy who had taken the gold medal from them, and suddenly local high school sports is a flashpoint in the national debate over the future of female athletics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man who burned a copy of the Quran outside the Turkish consulate in London has been convicted of a religiously aggravated public order offense and fined. Free speech groups say the verdict amounts to a violation of freedom of expression and vow to appeal. The judge found the man's conduct was provocative and likely to have caused harassment, alarm, or distress, and that it was motivated by a hatred of Muslims. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted through a quiet day of trading as Wall Street's momentum slowed following its big recent rally. The S&P 500 was essentially flat and is within 2.8% of its all-time high. The Dow slipped 0.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. The action was stronger in the bond market, where Treasury yields tumbled following a pair of weaker-than-expected reports on the economy. The reports on the job market and output by U.S. service businesses raised expectations for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve. The Dow was down 91 points to close at 42,247. The Nasdaq gained 61 to 19,460. The S&P 500 was up fractionally to 5,970. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.